And now we're joined by Mark Ballard, the Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate. And good morning to you, Mark.
Morning.
Today on the editorial page in The Advocate, there is an editorial about getting rid of the film tax credit and saying that $100 million could do wonders for higher education, for the roads we have. And yet we're spending $100 million on the film industry, and we're not getting enough bang for our buck. There are many lawmakers who agree. Is this going to be a potential issue in the upcoming session?
Well, I'm sure it will come up during the session, but there are many more lawmakers who disagree on that, so I'm not
And the
I'm
governor,
sure
the governor is an advocate as well.
And the governor is an advocate as well. So, I mean, there is an issue to be made about the fact that it's hard to see a one-on-one comeback of the money that we're investing into the films. But there's a lot of legislators that like the film tax credit and think that it does well in raising Louisiana's viewpoints around the world, our look.
Well, before we get to the session, which begins Monday, and it could be an interesting session, even though it is an election year, Mark, some listeners are curious about what's going on Capitol Hill today. There apparently will be a vote on a renewal of a domestic violence statute that would remove gun rights from those convicted of domestic violence. And it'll be very interesting to see how our delegation will vote on this, since the NRA is making a full court press to try to get lawmakers to vote against this measure. Will lawmakers in Louisiana capitulate to the NRA, or will they vote for victims of domestic violence? What do you think, Mark Ballard?
I will boldly predict that there'll be five votes for the NRA and one vote against it.
Isn't that something?
Well, that's yes, but not surprising.
No.
Because the House Republicans are objecting to the four new policies, and that would reauthorize that act. And so I just see that our House Republicans will join in on that group.
Well, when a person is convicted of a white collar crime, they have their gun rights taken away. If it's a felony, they cannot get those gun rights back unless there is some kind of intervention. But yet here's somebody who's convicted of a violent act, usually a man against a woman, convicted, and yet the NRA and perhaps our congressional delegation, five of the six members, as you say, they're going to say that's okay. They can carry a gun.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is close the boyfriend loophole, and what the argument is that it's basically kind of, or at least what the NRA is arguing is that it's a stalking horse, really, to get more gun legislation passed. They're saying that the provisions are too low to deny anyone their constitutional rights for the rest of their lives.
And another question that has emerged is something involving a development yesterday. The House majority, the Democratic majority in the U.S. House, is now seeking 6 years of the president's tax returns. There is a statute that gives that authority to the U.S. House, but there will be a vote, most likely from the full House. It may very well go to court as well, but when the full House votes, my guess is that once again, five of six members in our delegation will vote to say the president doesn't have to divulge his tax returns.
I'm absolutely sure that that's what's going to happen. The head of the Ways and Means Committee was able to use a small little language in the law that allows him to demand those tax returns from the IRS. I think we're going to end up in court on this because the president is firmly against the idea of showing transparency on his financial dealings.
A story that was out last week that we did not comment upon, that a listener wanted you to, was a story about four LSU employees with high-paying jobs. We're talking between $149,000 a year and $268,000 a year. They lost their gig last week because they did not have a Louisiana driver's license. And this,
right.
Go ahead.
they argued that that they were not really living in Louisiana, that they were kind of just doing this contract job for the university, and they were from Illinois, I believe, what it is. But at the same time, this law was pushed primarily by the governor when he was the head of the House minority, and it came about when one of Bobby Jindal's top education aides, or well, top aides, had been living in Louisiana for many years and making six figures, and driving, never changed her plates from New York, and it caused a bit of a stir back during that time, and Governor Edwards, then Representative Edwards, got the law passed saying, if you're going to be a top aide, you're going to be making this kind of money, then you need to be registering your car in Louisiana, and you need a driver's license. And that's what happened to these four employees, whether they were full-time employees or just contract employees. They were considered full-time employees, and therefore they should have changed their license and registration under this law.
Well, one of them, Andrea Ballinger, made $268,000 a year at LSU as the chief technology officer. Matthew Helm, assistant vice president in information technology, $202,000 a year. And then Susan Flanagan, director of information technology services, $149,000. And Thomas Glenn, director of information technology services, $144,000. And all of them were making more than does the governor of the great state of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, who receives $135,000 a year for his work. Something seems out of whack here. If these were consultants making this kind of money, earning, in one case, almost twice as much as the governor of the great state of Louisiana, Mark Bauer.
Well, they didn't get the state police to drive them around, and they don't have a house to live in, provided by the taxpayers as well. So That salary is a political salary.
Yeah, there are some perks in being governor. And we'll talk more with Mark. 877-217-5757, your number. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757, your number. In our remaining time with Mark Ballard, Henry at the Country Club. Henry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Mark. It's a beautiful day out here at the Country Club. I got a question for y'all, bringing to mind those four consultants that wouldn't get Louisiana license plates. Has anybody physically seen them at work in Louisiana, or were they just kind of telecommuting from Illinois?
I don't know.
They were here. They did come here and work, but they did not. They say that they didn't work here, 24/7, 365.
Okay. The session starts Monday. How do you see it developing?
There are a lot of prickly issues that are coming up, not the least of which is going to be the budget. And I see that they're not really going to be doing that much, despite having a pretty full agenda, based on the fact that they haven't really done that much over the last 3 years.
Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Hi, Phil. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bill Barr, the AG, he was involved in the cover-up of Iran-Contra evidence when George Bush was leaving office, the first George Bush. He advised him to pardon all of the people that Lawrence Walsh wanted to talk to about Iran-Contra. So that way... he just basically covered up and scuttled the whole Iran-Contra investigation by Lawrence Walsh.
All right. Well, that's a story we have not really gotten into today, but the headline in the New York Times today is that there is apparently more to the Mueller report than Attorney General Barr has detailed in his very brief summary of the report. And it will be fascinating, Mark, when this comes out, to see exactly what's in that report.
Yeah, and I would be willing to bet that we're going to see that report without the softened language, within a week or so. There appears to be, based on reading the New York Times and others, national, that there appears to be a lot of effort and emphasis to try to get the full report out.
Well, thank you, Mark Ballard. It is always a pleasure to talk with you. Appreciate your insights.
Okay, thank you.
See you soon. See you next week.